Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe OSAMP with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for hanging out. This is Bet Sweats, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network. Sam at SP Shoot on X. I'm there at Joe Ostrowski. Later on this hour, in about 20 minutes, we'll talk some Super Bowl futures with some maybe some long shots we're taking a look at in the NFL. Also catch you up to speed on the awards races, some movement there. But right now, let's talk some college football with our buddy Michael Felder at In the Bleachers over on X, a college football analyst. Michael, are all the leftovers gone? Thanksgiving leftovers. Yeah.
I've got one more round. I got one more today. Today's our last day.
Okay. Sandwich?
We're either going to do enchiladas, but because today it's a little bit gray out, we might do a turkey tortilla soup.
So I'm intrigued by the enchiladas for sure. But have you seen, there's this deli in Eastern New York that does an annual Thanksgiving pizza. Now, before you get too reactionary, let me just lay out what it is. They take, obviously, the dough, and they drizzle turkey gravy. That's the base.
Yep.
It's chicken sausage for the stuffing. It's fresh turkey sliced. It's cranberry sauce and just covered in mozzarella cheese in the oven. Pow.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. I'll never have it.
Okay.
But I mean, like, if that's like, but the same, but here's the thing. We do turkey. Like, obviously we do like a traditional Thanksgiving on Thursday. On Friday, we have hot turkey sandwiches, turkey sandwiches, this homemade bread. And I don't mess around with the mashed potatoes or the cranberry sauce or anything. It's just turkey and turkey gravy from homemade stock. And it cooks for like 3 hours. Turkey's broken down. You spoon that over a lightly toasted slice of homemade bread. Open face sandwich. It's to die for. Like, truly, we have a standing appointment yearly with the guy who officiated my wedding. We have a standing appointment yearly for him and his wife to come to my house because they're like, this is our favorite meal of the year. So I like that people are getting innovative and they're doing what they're doing. I don't need to innovate. Listen, man, you can't touch perfection.
I mean, that's spot on. And then with the backdrop, you've got football, NFL, college, whatever your thing. It's all right there for you all damn day. No shopping. Forget about it. Everybody shops online anyways. And the Good Friday sales, like, they're there for a week. It's not like the one day thing, which I think was a smart move by a lot of these companies. But yeah, you're right. Why mess with perfection? You know what was not perfection? The exit from Ole Miss. LSU, man. We've got to talk about it. It had so many ugly twists and turns. But, hey, all is right in the world in Baton Rouge yesterday. You had that celebratory press conference when the media was all in, and he's making cracks about the Southern accent and all that. We didn't have a Brian Kelly moment. go ahead, sound off on everything Lane Kiffin. The last time we talked to you 2 weeks ago before Thanksgiving, like the approach was normal people. Like he's kind of stuck. He's got the playoff. What's he going to do? Well, he went Lane Kiffin. More WWE in college football.
Yeah, I just published a newsletter because I had to take a day. Like I had to take a break. Like when I went to bed on Saturday, and you wake up Sunday, and then this happens, and then I was like, I need to make sure. Like, so I had to call my mom. I don't know if you guys know, but I called my mom because my mom's not super into sports. But she's kind of my moral compass of what is and is not good. She was a teacher for over 30 years. Like she cares about kids. And what we're looking at is obviously no one cares about the kids. And what the resolution that I've arrived at, because I don't like Lane Kiffin, sure, go do your thing. We saw him do this already when he went to USC from Tennessee, right? We saw this happen. Like, I wonder how many of these kids he's calling that are supposed to be in the playoff that he's like, hey, man, come over here with me. We can make this happen because the portal's going to open. And how many of those recruits that he recruited Ole Miss are he's calling to say, come over here with me. We can make a shake. So my mom, she used a word that, and look, you're talking to someone who you guys have heard me talk glowingly about what Lane Kiffin does between the lines, right? As a coach. But my mom used a word that really kind of screwed everything down to the floor. She said, that's selfish. And selfish is, that's the reality. And it's selfish on so many levels. Once you start to look at it that way, do you want to get paid? Sure, everybody wants to get paid. We all want to get paid. Can you, and you can give me this half-assed, like, well, I said I could maybe close out the season. You can't do two jobs at one time. Are you kidding me? You do two jobs at one time. Look, I work from home. I can't do this show and empty the dishwasher. You think you can run LSU and Ole Miss at the same time? Come on now.
No, once you say you're leaving, you're gone. And I heard this story. The stories on Sunday were insane from all the reporters and the Ole Miss accounts. That Lane basically, after he told them he was leaving for sure, he went back to his office and like kicked his feet up in the chair. And Pete Golding walked in and is like, get out. This ain't your office anymore.
Right. I heard that. He didn't talk to the team. I think that's a humongous, like, that to me is like a massive red flag when you don't go and talk to your guys that have laid their bodies on the line for you. You don't go talk to them. They don't deserve that. That's wild to me. And so we'll see what happens. I wonder how much the playoff committee, how they rate Ole Miss. But the biggest thing for me was think about a recruit, someone that has to make a decision about the transfer portal. Think about that assistant coaching staff. And I think what we have to do is change the calendar in college football. This is my definitive way of looking at it. You guys are more NBA and more NFL than I am, right? But they have something called tampering, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't talk to someone. I don't care if it's an agent or not. You can't talk to someone until their season is over. Bowl game, playoff, whatever. Can't talk to them until the season's over. Coaches can't change until the season's over. And what I think we should do is get rid of the early signing period, push the transfer portal back as well. I think everything should happen middle of January, right? The season will be over. And then kids can enroll in schools early if they want to. They'll still be in front of the drop ad day. Because I went through and looked at a bunch of academic calendars. They'll still be in front of the drop ad day, so they'll still be able to enroll in school. Do it that way. And they also, kids get to suss out what that coaching staff looks like. But again, nobody's thinking about the kids. They're only thinking about themselves. And again, that goes back to my mom, selfish.
Yeah, no doubt. With Michael Felder here, college football analyst at In the Bleachers on X. This is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. So the last couple of days, it's been all Lane Kiffin as far as the new hires. But been a lot of other hires.
Yes.
Polish, Auburn, Florida, Arkansas. Sure. We got our guy, Pat Fitzgerald, back from the dead, out of football. Now he's back, and he's in the Big Ten. Chesney going to UCLA. We mentioned Ole Miss. They got their dude. What's the most intriguing hire? Maybe not the best because you're tough to project. What's most interesting to you?
I think Summerall's probably the best hire. I think the most intriguing one is a school in this is something I had to have this talk with my wife. Michigan State hiring a guy that was involved in a hazing scandal that was like, oh no, I didn't even know about it. And she's like, so he didn't know? So he was not even like in charge of his team. For a school that has got like scandal on scandal on scandal, that's the one that's the most intriguing for me. Like, they made a choice, clearly. There's a reason other teams didn't reach out to Pat Fitzgerald. And so I think that one's intriguing. But I like Chesney to UCLA. I like that. I like Bobby Chesney, that man can coach his behind off, dude. And he's done a good job. But again, I still think that, like, what happens if on Tuesday they're up there, right? Like, what happens if they're in? And so it is a little frustrating. And I just wish this was all pushed back. I just wish it was all pushed back. But Silverfield? I almost called him Silverfish. That's one of those things that gets into your sink at night. But from Memphis to Arkansas, I think that's a good one. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's a good hire. We'll see. We're going to have to wait and see. I'm very curious to see what Tuesday looks like. And then we still got to go into championship weekend. And
yeah,
we got some games, man. Goodness.
Yeah, no doubt. I wanted to ask about Madison because they're going to be a 23-24-point favorite against Troy. Yep. Chesney's going to coach in the game because they're not going to finalize the deal until after the Sun Belt title game. Are they going to just pound Troy, or is this a weird game where you can't lay that number?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Destroy Troy.
Okay.
They're going to like destroy
42
them.
To yeah. 3 pounds.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, they're going to if let me hang on. Let me see what the number what's the number that we got on that one?
23.5.
Oh, give I will give them the 23.5. They're going to destroy them. JMU does not play around, man. It's been interesting to watch the way that they are out there snatching souls. They know they need style points to get into the playoff, and they have to go out and get the work done. So, yeah, for me, I mean, I trust this team. I think that Barnett's good. I like Wayne. They got a guy named Wayne Knight. Come on, dude. They got Newman on their team. They got what's his name from Jurassic Park, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they did you see what they did to Coastal Carolina? was it 59? Yeah, I like this team, so I think they're going to be all right. The game that I'm more interested in that Friday night is North Texas Tulane, because North Texas they will score points, and they're fun to watch. So we'll see what they bring to the table, and then obviously over the weekend, I think the most obviously everybody's going to talk about Georgia, Alabama. Folks are going to talk about Indiana, Ohio State, but I think BYU, Texas Tech, just to kick it off at noon on Saturday. Can BYU get right against this team, or is Texas Tech like for real, like, hey guys, I'm Joey. My name's Joey McGuire. I go out and I score points, baby. Let's do it.
Man, they couldn't do anything on offense. I know it was just one meeting, but if you watch that BYU offense in that first meeting, I don't know, man. I don't know that I like BYU on Saturday.
I don't think I like them. I'm agreeing with you. I think that it's going to be interesting to see if they've found something else, because they started slow against UCF. They were down, what, 10-0 to start that game. So they started slow against a team that we know isn't very good. You start slow against Texas Tech, they're going to beat your brains out.
What do you want to happen in the ACC championship between Virginia and Duke?
I was hoping this wouldn't come up.
Well, we only got 2 minutes.
I mean, I think everyone in the ACC that's not a Duke fan has to want Virginia to win, correct?
Yes.
And win convincingly. Because otherwise, what's going to happen? You're going to get left out, and you should be left out. That's the reality. And they need to change. And I was listening to my buddy Roddy Jones talk about it. They need to change the tiebreaker rules. Where you rank should matter more than these small individual. It's head to head where you rank, and then we'll go from there. And other conferences have done it. The ACC obviously has not. People are like, this is going to be the most unwatched football game since when they had the ACC championship game in like Tampa, right? When it was like Wake Forest, Virginia Tech or something. It's not good.
Do you have final minute? Do you have an opinion on the Big Ten SEC games? Those are going to be the most watched ones.
Yeah. I'm down to roll with Georgia. I think those dudes are they're locked stock. They're showing up in their F-150s ready to go. And then Indiana, Ohio State. I think Indiana's a real one. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. What's the number on that one?
4.5.
4.5.
Give me Indiana plus the 4.5.
Indiana.
Let's do it.
Outright?
Yeah. I think they went outright. Yeah. Went outright.
That's going to be interesting. Then how far does Ohio State drop? Ah, man. Fascinating.
They'll still be in the playoff, and they might win a national championship.
Absolutely. That'd be the time to bet them, probably. Michael Felder at In the Bleachers. Check him out over there, Michael. Always appreciate it. We'll talk soon. There's a lot going on in college football. All right, Super Bowl futures on the other side. We'll throw some numbers at you on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.